Hi,
that?
It's me. It's Trevor again.
Okay.
So the refund amount is $500, and the order ID number is 1 second. OCGBS014.
Okay, and what was the amount?
The refund amount is $500.
Oh, yeah, that is the reason it's not processed yet. Okay. Did they explain you about the refund limit?
Yeah, they explained it already, but my question is, like, how is the refund process is going to be? Like, what do I have to do that's next? That's where I'm a bit confused.
What did they
explain? That's why when I called in the morning, I couldn't, like, hear them properly because I was actually going on my way to campus. And there was a lot of traffic going on.
Okay.
So since now there isn't a lot of situation that's going, what it is I'm not satisfied with the whole product because my professor actually wasn't really happy with the grade. And I know you guys aren't responsible with that, but because of the professor not giving the exact grade amount, I'd rather just do the course myself instead of hiring one of your tutors or anybody from your company.
Okay. So did someone explain to you about the refund policy?
I'm not too sure, but is it possible that you can go over with me again?
What was the name of the person who was in touch with you?
So this is what happened. Instead of, like, giving it to the person, I decided to give the money to the company, to you guys. And since it was my first time hiring you guys, I was a bit confused of how the whole process will work. And the person that I spoke with, they were saying something about, like, an IP address, and it has to be the same, like, location. And they were having trouble, like, logging in with CUNY. And when myself, I have no issue logging in with CUNY or anything of that. And I've also noticed that there's, like, a lot of, like, late submissions. And so I don't know if it's the writer or if it's from my end. So that's why I just want to discontinue with the service. And I just feel like they just keep on asking for more money, which is not necessary. And so is there possible
I just checked the order. Okay, hold on. I just checked the order. It states that the VPN DB10 was purchased on behalf of the client, $799. The client wasn't able to give it that certain time, so we arranged it. The remaining due amount has to be cleared from the client side in case if it goes for refund. Oh, okay. So the situation right now is the refund is not an issue, but the whole problem is they already purchased that $799 DB10 VPN for your location issue. Now, if you go for refund, you got to clear that invoice first, and then a complete refund of $1,300 will be processed. If not,
can you slow down for a minute? Because you're kind of going a bit too fast. Is there an email that you guys can send to me? So, because right now, like, the voice is kind of coming in back and forth. So if you can just send me the email of all these policies and everything, I can look into it, and therefore I'm not wasting your time and I'm not wasting mine, and just to see how everything else is going to work. Because I'm, like, calling back and forth, and I'm also emailing, and I'm getting different answers. And so I don't know what the situation is. So therefore, just send me in all the email of the refund policy and everything, and we can come up with something together.
No, it will actually take a lot of time in that way. I'll be very straightforward. The VPN was purchased for you for $800. Okay, you have to clear that amount. It's totally refundable. If you want to continue
but I also gave $300 or anything else too. So I literally gave the money. So I don't know what the issue was. And there's also $500. So what amount do I have to pay off? That's my question. Because technically, you're saying, one second. Let me finish up, and then you could give your opinion.
Sure.
Because technically, whatever writer or whoever I hired, they're not giving me the exact satisfactory thing. And I understand you're not responsible with grades or anything, but technically I am responsible with my grades from my professor, correct? So now if you guys aren't giving me the best possible grade or anything, I'd rather discontinue with it. So instead of being like, you owe me this, you owe me that, whatever money amount that we get, I gave you, what is the refund policy, or is there another credit or something that I can do? Therefore, because I'm getting a lot of not too good grades, and that's why I hired you guys, so you guys can help me with this course. But instead of getting help, I'm getting more issues with my professor.
Should I speak now?
Yes, please go ahead.
All right. See, the refund is not an issue. Okay, you don't want to get the work done, it's fine. I'm telling you what's in front of me. In front of me, I can see that the refund of $500 can be processed, but the issue is company already paid on your behalf for $800 for the VPN. And the company doesn't
can you repeat that one more time? Sorry, how much did
company,
they pay for it?
The company paid $800 for the DB10 VPN for location, which I can also share the link with you where you can see that how much is it. It's, you can buy directly as well, okay? But when you buy directly, it just charges you for 1 year, okay? But when we buy, the company buys, we buy it on a refundable policy. That means that $800 gets refunded back after the work, okay? So that is bought for you already for the work. So unless you clear that amount with the company, okay, they will apply for the refund with the software house with that amount. We will get the refund of $800 back, okay? And then a complete amount of $1,300, or $500 for the work, $800 which you will clear for us for the refund of the $1,300 will be refunded back to you within 24 hours. That is the straightforward policy and a straightforward argument here. Otherwise, we'll just keep calling here and there. All the people will tell other things and you won't find anything.
Of course. See, that's the thing. See, my issue is with the tutor because it's like he's saying, oh, I'm having trouble logging in. Oh, I'm having trouble with this. Oh, I'm having trouble with that. And so, but then if I log in, I'm having no issue. And then he's saying there's like four other people logging in. There's five other people logging in. And literally it's just me. And sometimes what it is, sometimes with the Blackboard or anything of that, it's not even the student or the tutor's fault. It's sometimes it's just the Blackboard system. So my question is, okay, I get it if the company is paying for that, but why is that tutor saying he's not able to log in and saying all these excuses when literally when I log in, I have no issue. But whether I use a different browser, regardless if it's from my phone or computer, so that's my question. Okay, he purchased that company. I did that. But why is this tutor saying more excuses or saying, oh, I'll give you 10% of this, 10% of that. Oh, send it through this Cash App, send it through that Cash App. Because that's the problem. That's the problem that I'm having. And that's why I want to discontinue it. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to say now.
Yes, I'm totally understand. And I'm saying that so you can easily go for refunds. No issues. I'm telling you straight refund policy. Okay.
That's
a very simple policy which I explained you earlier. Refund is not an issue. You'll get a complete 24 hours within 24 hours. But to get a refund, you need to clear company's amount first. Because when a company applies for a DB10 VPN from the software house on behalf of client on the refundable option, client has to clear that amount from their side, so that we can apply for the refund. Otherwise, we don't get refund. If I share you a direct link, when you click on that link for GB10, it charges you for a whole year, $800. But we have a contract, so they just give us a refundable option. We get a refund back after the work minus the rental charges of $30.
So then how much would it be? How much do I owe you guys?
$800 for what the software is. Once you cleared that amount, but that is refundable. Understand that situation.
Okay.
It's refundable.
But
you just have to clear
that
amount with the software house so that we can get refund of the money which we paid.
Is the thing. If I'm doing it for myself, but the tutor that is between the company and you and contacting, why are they making the excuses? That's my problem. That's my issue. I don't mind paying the money or anything, but you're saying the company this, the company that. I understand that. But if that company is being processed and that tutor is making the excuse, what do you want me to do?
Should I change the expert for you? I can do that. I have that in my hand. If you're not satisfied with the tutor, I can change the tutor.
Okay, so you know what it is? Let me think about this fully processed, and you know what? Whatever email that I have on file, just send me all of this so I can read it properly and see exactly what the issue is. And so instead of wasting my and your time,
I can't email anything like that unless you confirm me first. I cannot email anything. I've told you each and everything in detail. Okay, I can give you my personal email. You can reach me out there. Okay, Allison.
Awesome. Murray. Yeah. Can you actually give me your personal email? I think that would be better. If you're
Allison,
okay with that.
Yes, I'm okay with it. Allison, Allison.
Give me one moment. One moment, sir. Let me put you on speaker. Let me put in my notes. See, that's what it is, because you're speaking so fast, and I'm just like, whoa, what is going on?
Sure.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, what is your email?
Allison, Allison.
Allison.
Murphy, Murphy.
P-H-Y.
880. 880. @gmail.com.
@directgmail.com or @gmail.com?
@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
Repeat it for me.
All right. Allison Murphy, 880 @gmail.com. A-L-L-I. 1 second, let me spell it out. AllisonMurphy880@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.